You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
This time last year, Derrick Henry was coming towards the end of the most prolific season by an age 30 running back or over. That is a fact. 1,921 yards. It had never been done before. 16 rushing touchdowns, leading the NFL in that category. And we kept saying throughout the offseason, you're wondering what's realistic for him in terms of an encore, because he's not going to reach that back-to-back. That's impossible to top. And now you fast forward to now, where there's three games left to go. And there were different parts of the year where, yes, he got off to that great start in Buffalo, breaking off multiple chunk runs, including one for a touchdown. And then a little slow after that the next 4 weeks. And bringing up the question, is this offense better with Justice Hill in the backfield? More Justice Hill and maybe less Derrick Henry. Then Keaton Mitchell ended up on the active roster for game days, because remember, he was a healthy scratch to begin the year. But all in all, he's fifth in the NFL in rushing, and he's fifth in rushing touchdowns. Yeah. And if he hits his per-game average over his last three games, he's going to finish with 1,366 yards. To put that in perspective, that's the 10th all-time single-season rushing yards total by an age 30 running back or older. So I think you got to put that in perspective, where he's having still a really good year. Is it the same as last year? No. The missed tackle percentage is way down. 17.6%. That's the fourth lowest among 43 players with 100 carries. Last year, he had 31.1%. It seems like it's been more feast or famine. You're still seeing the chunk runs, but you're seeing a lot more runs this year going for no game, 1 or 2 yards. It's been more of that all or nothing. Yes, he had the issues with the fumbles at the beginning of the year that you cannot ignore. But look at Saquon Barkley year over year. Saquon doesn't have Derrick
off a cliff.
Yeah, he doesn't have Derrick Henry's numbers, and he's 4 or 5 years younger than Derrick Henry. So I asked a question on our Twitter account, IA1057 The Fan.
It's catching on.
It is. It is. And gave you those stats. How would you grade Derrick Henry's season so far? Just three games to go. 47.6% B, 27.3% B plus, 17.5% B minus, 7.7% A. I want B plus,
me
guys.
Too. Me too.
I did. If he's going to finish top five in rushing and rushing touchdowns, I don't know how you can really go lower than that.
And the reality is, too, we spent a lot of time talking about the fact this offensive line stinks. And we spent a lot of time this week talking about how Lamar Jackson's not using his legs, which takes away some running lanes that would be there for Derrick Henry. All in all, he's got a shot to finish top three. Like in the league in rushing, it's got to be a B-plus for me.
Yeah, I give him a B-plus. And this is his time of year.
He's his
from
best
week 15
December.
On. He's fourth in NFL history in rushing yards. He has 2,615 career rushing yards from week 15 on. Only Emmitt Smith, Frank Gore, and Marshall Faulk have more. And he's also now has 8 straight seasons with 10 or more rushing touchdowns. That's the second longest streak in NFL history. And we talked a lot about this over the summer. And I think we all said, look, 1,250, 1,300 yards is probably – you know, that might be about where it's at. And if it is, we'd all take that. And that might be where it's at. And under much more averse conditions than last year, where this offense from about halftime of week 3 on was a magic carpet ride.
And looking ahead to Sunday, because it was such a weird game mm-hmm. for the Ravens in Cincinnati, Derrick Henry played all 15 snaps and had 11 carries in that game. The Patriots, where they lost their defensive tackle, Milton Williams, due to injury in week 11. Since that point, they're 30th in rush EPA per play and 31st in rush success rate without their defensive tackle. So Derrick Henry could be a big game for him under the lights.
Jason, that's another part of it. Like the play calling has been, and we love Monk. But it's been like the Pittsburgh game where he wasn't even on the field for the second quarter. Like two games against Cincinnati where they give up 5 yards a carry and he doesn't get the carries we think he should get in those games. And yet here he is still where he is.
Yeah. I mean, look, I do think if you really get under the hood, it's fair to wonder what next year is going to look like, because I think the lack of early down success, the lack of breaking tackles like he used to.
Yeah.
You know, the getting hit more behind the line of scrimmage. And, like, do we really think they're going to completely overhaul their offensive line? Like,
there should be changes.
But, I mean, do you think they're buying their way out of it? And how many? And if they're not, then how many are they drafting? So I do, spinning it forward one more year, like, I think Father Time, he might be more than a sickle length away, but it's not much. It ain't 2 sickle lengths away like it used to be. Like, I think Father Time gained a step or two on him this year.
Sure, and we'll be spinning for it all off season long, but looking at 26, you're probably thinking, okay, well, can he duplicate what he did in 25? Can you get to 1,200, 1,300 yards for him where you're not, look, you know, 24?
Outlier.
Yes.
Ravens and Patriots, a Sunday Night Football, which means Baltimore Game Day on set. The pregame show starts at 5 at the Horseshoe Casino. It's me and the Bone Hour 1, and then Bone, Vinny. No, Vinny, right? Is it Vinny?
No, Vinny. Vinny's out next week.
Okay, so Bone, Vinny, and Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. But coming up next, we'll talk some Ravens. We'll talk some NFL football with our friend, Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy joins us next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.